USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Capitol security officials clashed publicly on Tuesday over the events surrounding last month's assault on Capitol Hill, casting blame on the intelligence community and the Pentagon while delivering conflicting accounts on how things unfolded. There were major discrepancies between former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and former House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving as they recounted their actions before and during the January 6th occupation. Tiger Woods is in the hospital with serious leg injuries after a vehicle he was driving went off the road and rolled over several times in a Los Angeles suburb Tuesday morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the cause of the crash was still under investigation, but that Woods was traveling at a relatively greater speed than normal.
That the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped.
It's reported Tiger shattered his right ankle and had metal pins put into leg brakes at Harbor UCLA Hospital. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
A grand jury in New York State voted not to indict police officers for the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died of asphyxiation while in police custody in March 2020 in the upstate city of Rochester. Humans were not the only ones stunned by last week's winter storms. Hundreds of sea turtles suffered as well. Texas, USA, Radio News Bureau's John Clemens dives in.
Hey, it's probably if we'll walk them over to the side right there.
That was the sound of the U.S. Coast Guard working with rescue organizations to release the sea turtles back into the water off Corpus Christi, Texas. Sea turtles are cold-blooded creatures, meaning they can't regulate their own body heat. During the frigid weather, they develop hypothermia, becoming lethargic, and actually float to the surface as they become stunned by the cold. Rescue volunteers were able to bring the sea turtles to area warming tanks. Now, with the water above 55 degrees, the sea turtles were gently dropped back into the water.
Woo! There you go. That was spicy.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Motor Racing Network caught up with A.J. Allmendinger from Daytona Road Course on Sunday. He was asked, what kind of knowledge do you gain from working the TV side of a race?
Being at home, even when I wasn't racing, I was watching, especially the Xfinity races, trying to do everything I could help to keep moving forward with college racing and building it, because that's something that I've truly enjoyed, maybe more than I expected, was just being part of the team, even if I wasn't driving. If you ask Chris Rice, I annoy him completely about what I would see. I'm brutally honest, like he is to me as well. And that's why we have such a good relationship, and all the men and women at College Racing, we're in it as a team, as a family. There's no pointing fingers. It can be hard sometimes because we will tell each other the truth. And sometimes the truth isn't always nice to hear on both ways, but it definitely allowed me to watch everything that was going on and just get a different perspective. It probably doesn't help me inside the car, but just to have a different perspective and know that we're trying to head in the right direction.
NASCAR Racing Sunday will be from the Homestead Miami Raceway. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Spring training for Major League Baseball gets underway this weekend. 14 games are scheduled for Sunday. The official start of the 2021 MLB season is Thursday, April 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.